It's been much noted that the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore might never have been noticed had it not been for a video taken by an onlooker, which is why protests in Baltimore and other cities over alleged police conduct have led to calls for more police to wear cameras. Those video recordings could, in theory, provide accountability and transparency. But as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it's also introducing the question of whether to let police see the videos they record.
Last summer, a rookie police officer in Oakland, California, pulled his gun on a man and his two young sons outside a fire department station at night. The action was recorded by the cop's body camera.
Put the bag down. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. Turn around.
The cop quickly learned that the suspect wasn't a burglar, but rather an off-duty firefighter.
I'm an Oakland firefighter. That's my truck right there. See the KJ in the front? See the firefighter plates?
Stay right there. Don't move.
Fortunately, the confusion was over in just a couple of minutes as a firefighter who is black convinced the cop who is white that there was no crime. The officer apologized. But like virtually any video involving police these days, the incident went viral in part because the body camera video existed in the first place. The Oakland Police Department has been using body cameras since 2010, and they've had an impact. Cases of use of force and citizen complaints are both down, says Police Chief Sean Wendt. The question is whether officers' reports fit what their cameras have recorded.
Our experience has been that the evidence has largely supported the actions of the police officers and shown that they were, in fact, behaving appropriately.
Wendt has been in Sacramento a lot lately, testifying on behalf of a hotly contested proposed law. The bill would have prevented police officers from reviewing their own recordings before giving a statement whenever they were involved in a case of the use of force. Wendt says he wants to know what a cop recalls from an incident, not what the video recorded. That's important because it goes to the cop's state of mind.
And we believe that the public has more faith in the process if the officer does not watch the video prior.
It's all about transparency, says Wendt. But many law enforcement groups aren't buying that. They've rallied in opposition to the measure, saying it would undermine accurate police reports. And they say it presumes that the police will lie.
That's absurd.
Mike Raines is an attorney who specializes in representing police officers and their unions.
It really is the only reason for not showing an officer a video is that, okay, we don't want you to be able to get your story straight. And it's all premised on that. It's crazy.
Crazy or not, this debate is just one of the questions raised by cops and body cameras. Throughout the nation, policymakers are talking about rules for when a cop's camera should be turned on, where the recordings will be stored, and when the video will be shared with the public, if at all. But this issue of whether a cop can see his or her video before writing a report is the most contentious, says Lori Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. Sure, she says, there is a risk that some cops will tailor their reports based on their videos.
On the other hand, it may not be possible for them to be as much of a schemer as people think they can be, because you have lots of videos, not just the one that might be on the officer himself. In this day and age, we might have videos from other perspectives, and they cannot anticipate what those will show.
Still, it appears that for now, law enforcement is winning the debate. Earlier this week, the Los Angeles Police Commission voted to allow LAPD cops to review their video before writing reports. And then yesterday, the California Assembly bill was amended to give police around the state the same right, except in cities like Oakland that already limit the police. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.